The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra View right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with Ms. and Mrs. Oh my god, y'all, the drought has ended! And we are picking up right where we left off, Episode 7, Season 1. This show is life. This show, oh my god, this show.
So we teased on Twitter a couple weeks ago, this is the greatest show on television today.
I love this show so much, oh my god. I adore the fact that they don't take themselves seriously, and it's just the real life situations they get into. And I know it's not necessarily real life, but it's the closest thing to real life that I've seen on reality TV in quite some time. And I just enjoy the crap out of it because it's just like Miz and Maurice are everything. And then you throw Marceau into the mix. It's just like, yes, yes, all yes to this. So we open the show with Maurice making her comeback for SummerSlam. She's had Monroe Sky. Monroe's about 4 months old now, and Maurice has got her body back, and she's ready to come back and help Miz with SummerSlam leading up to her match, I believe, with Brie Bella later in the year, and heading into Evolution.
Yeah, the big tag match at whatever the September pay-per-view was.
Yes.
Hell in a Cell, maybe? Not Hell in a Cell. Whatever it was.
Whatever it was, but Maurice is back getting ready to kick off that storyline. And what's interesting is, having just wrapped Total Bellas, is the difference between Maurice and Brie in terms of their approach to motherhood. A lot of what we heard over the season for Total Bellas was Brie was very, very, very guilty about leaving Birdie, and she had a really hard time with it. Maurice was like, I feel guilty and I don't really like it, but she can handle it. It's going to be fine. And she carries on. Like, it's just done. It's just done.
The one way she handles it, she brings Monroe to New York City for her first ever plane ride.
So we get her first ever plane ride. She apparently slept the whole way through, and they keep talking about what a wonderful baby she is. She's not difficult for them at all. They're having a relatively easy time with her, aside from the normal baby things like her waking up in the middle of the night and doing stuff like that. But that's completely normal. But I mean, in terms of them having her on a plane, she didn't scream her head off. She slept pretty much the whole way.
But before we get on the plane, it's packing for the plane.
Oh my god. Oh Lord Jesus. Miz tried.
The amount of crap that Maurice wanted to take, including two strollers, one that they have never ever used but thought would look great in pictures in Central Park, is something she wanted to take.
Okay, but that's a girl thing. Right? But
no.
That is no, ladies.
That is, no, no, no.
Or yes.
You, no, no. You don't take a stroller across country just to take pictures.
Yes, that's what you do. As a gift. No. Hear me out. What you do is when somebody gives you a really expensive gift, which that stroller is a really expensive gift, you try to use it. And the fact that they already had one and they've never used the white one, she's like, I want to make sure that we use it in pictures so when people see it or the person that gave it to me sees it, they're like, oh, yay, they're using my really expensive gift. That's what that is. So you know what? It's like, where is this going to look its best? Central effing Park. Because why not? They have the money. They have the time. They're going to be there. Why not?
You take it to a park in California or Texas. There are parks. It is the same. Yes, it is.
It's not.
It is completely the same.
I feel Maurice on this. It's not
the same. I'm with the Miz. You don't need two strollers for a trip.
And this is why you don't have ovaries.
Yeah, I know. Because in this instance, I'm the one who's right. You don't need it.
I'm not saying you need it. I'm just saying, you know, it'll look good in the pictures.
No, who cares about a picture?
She does.
Okay, whatever. So they agree upon three suitcases. That's it.
Yeah, so Miz puts his foot down because she's like packing all this stuff and he's like, you don't need this, you don't need this. He's like, three suitcases for the trip.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, that's key what she just said. So we'll get to that in a bit.
Meanwhile, Miz also puts his foot down with Marjo, telling her not to overfeed the dogs, that they're on a meal plan, they need to lose weight. And Marjo's like, yeah, sure. You're already talking too much, please be quiet. Which, if I haven't said it before, I will say it now. I love Marjo. She's She's amazing.
So, one thing you know about The Miz, he's very white. In terms of, he's very pale, but you never see it. He always gets his tan on.
Well, you gotta look good when you're gonna beat up Daniel Bryan.
I know. So his one plan while in New York, when they get there, is to get a tan. That's his goal. As he's heading out the door, ding dong.
Yeah, so Miz has this whole plan because they have a super packed media schedule that week, and he's busy, and he had, like, the one time he has free time, he's like, okay, I'm going to go get a tan, and I'll be back. And Maryse is like, oh, wait, hey, by the way, her sister shows up to help take care of Monroe.
Cool.
And he's like, cool, right? And then a bellhop shows up.
With this big thing full of boxes.
Online shopping on Amazon is life for Maryse. She starts cackling, and Miz is like, wait, what? What is this?
You said,
what did you do?
You said the pack light. I packed light.
Which, by the way, when they get to the airport, we forgot to mention this, and they show the amount of suitcases that they have. I kid you not. It was at least 10 to 12 suitcases.
Yeah, and he's like, 90% of this is for the baby.
He's like, it's all for the baby. I had one bag. I got one bag. That's it. So she's just like, yeah. And he's like, I said no toys. You know, we don't want anything. And she's like, well, but, you know, online shopping. Now put it together.
So as they're arguing, the bellhop is just standing there waiting for his tip.
Yeah, he's like, this is awkward. This is super awkward. And so they're like, oh, hey, sorry. And Miz tips him and the dude leaves.
No, the best part about the tipping was Miz is figuring out the tip. He hands it to him, right? And then there's this other thing in his hand. It's like, you might as well just take this too. Because like, they're sitting there arguing in front of the guy. I felt bad for the dude.
Yeah, he's like, this is super awkward. Can I not be here for this? So he leaves and Maryse is like, put it together. And they argue about, you know, he has no time to get a tan and he doesn't, or he has to go get a tan. He has no time to build toys. They kind of go back and forth. The tanning place calls him and they're like, hey, you had like a 1:30 appointment to be here. And he's like, yeah. So about that, I can't make it. And he's like, do you have any other time? And they're like, no, we're booked the whole rest of the week. And he's like, great. And meanwhile, Maryse is just standing there cackling, mocking him about, you know, the tan and such.
Yep. Then the quote was, they're sitting down together. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care, kid gets toys.
And she sits there very smugly and goes, yep. Because let's all be honest, Maryse runs that marriage. She wears the pants. Mm-hmm. He just thinks he does.
Yep.
But yeah, this whole thing was fantastic because he's standing there with his mom, who's there to help with Monroe as well. And they're trying to put the toys together. And she's like, I think this goes in here. And he's like, no, it doesn't. And then he picks it up and he's like, oh, wait, no, you're right. Sorry. It does go, there. So it was a funny exchange. And Maryse and her sister are standing there. And her sister does not speak any English. So they're making fun of him in French. And he knows they're making fun of him in French.
Yep. So we later on, Miz and Maryse are out for dinner.
She can't say the word devil.
Yeah, she can't say it. Devil?
Yeah, devil, I think is what she was saying.
I don't even think it was that close. But she really couldn't say the word devil. It was amusing. So they got a ping on the phone that someone's in, you know, a person's in the camera site. And it's Margot. And they're watching her on the camera.
We should note the camera is in the kitchen. He has cameras inside his house.
Yeah. And the one rule was, don't feed the dogs bacon. But Maryse is like, yeah, she likes to cook bacon and all the time and yada, yada, yada. And then she leans over and hands them the bacon and Miz is pissed. So he gets on the microphone on the camera and goes, what are you doing? And Margot is freaking out because that they're watching her. It's the best.
And then she yells at him. She curses him out. And then she flips him the bird.
Yep. And tells him never to do it again. So we're back in the hotel. And Miz needs his tan. So he's like,
he has to get it. He doesn't want to be pale.
So he wants to do the self-tan. Maryse doesn't like the smell of it. She slaps him on the ass after he got down naked, and you're not doing this. She will find something for him to do. I just like his first instinct, yeah, just do it. Can you do the tan? He has no qualms about showing his ass on television.
Or anything else for that matter, because yeah, then her sister walks in and he's in his little Speedo to do the tan, and his sister walks in, or her sister walks in and asks, is it cold in here? And they start laughing at him, and he just covers himself up.
It's the best. So,
it's like, oh my god, that poor man.
So we get to Central Park now.
And it's going to look great in the pictures.
Somehow that second stroller ended up in New York.
Imagine that.
They had some random dude try to take a picture, and the dude barely gets the baby in there. But the rest of them, their heads were cut off.
Yeah, and Mrs. is like, well, at least Monroe's in there.
Yeah, I got a picture. Well, works. Maybe the stroller got in there, too. Who knows?
Who knows? But, you know, it's in the video.
Yeah.
That's the important thing, is it made the show. So they leave the park, and they go to the tanning salon that Maurice has found. And he finally gets to do it. So he's talking to the receptionist, and he's like, you know, is it okay if I change into a Speedo? Are you comfortable with that? And she's like, yeah, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. And then Maurice is like, well, don't you have to do it naked? And Miz is like, no, I'm wearing a Speedo. No, absolutely not. Like, she keeps trying to get him naked, and he's like, no.
Not show my bare ass on television. Nope.
Already did that last season. Before. I'm not doing that now. And so we find out that this is a new way to tan. Mm-hmm. It's organic, and supposedly you're supposed to basically look like you've been on the beach for a week. It's supposed to look more natural. And part of it is a spray tan, but instead of going in a booth, the person sprays you with a spray gun, essentially, with a tan, like a bronzer. And so, very good thing he didn't do it naked, number one, because that would have been super duper awkward.
Yeah.
So, we see Miz getting the tan, and the recommended coat for this is one. Like, they tell you one will cover everything. So, of course, because Miz is going to be on TV, he needs it to be a little bit darker so it shows up for the cameras under the lighting and everything, because the lighting does wash you out. We've seen that a lot with some of the makeup on the girls, is it just washes them out because the makeup, while it's beautifully done, is very subtle and it doesn't show up on TV. So this is kind of the same principle. So Miz, in his infinite wisdom, tells the girl three coats.
Boy, was
over tan, I think, is an understatement.
He was dark.
He looked like a sausage.
Yeah. Yeah.
A like a Oscar Mayer sausage. That's what he looked like. Goodness. It was very, very bad.
Yeah. So he has to get home to take a shower, because the bronzer will come off, you know.
And what's worse is, like, at one point they walked in on him changing, and when I say they, I mean Maurice and her sister, and he's like, I think, bent over, and you can kind of see everything. And they were like, oh my god, and they run up, like, and start cackling. Like, this whole entire episode was Maurice and her sister just cackling at Miz the entire time.
Yep, pretty much.
In various situations.
So they're trying to get home to the hotel. And he's like, oh crap, the fan, he doesn't want people to see him, because the one thing he doesn't need is a picture of him looking like this, hitting the internet.
Even though there's going to be video of it.
Well, now, yeah, but at the time, it's 9 months later, you can handle the PR. So, he's trying to hide, like, he sends Maurice up to get a towel so he can hide his face. But she's taking forever, so he borrows the driver's jacket, and he ends up getting in the elevator. Hi, Ricochet.
Right, random Ricochet in the elevator, and Ricochet is just like, what the hell is going on right now?
He's like, I got a tan, don't worry about it, everything's cool. And then he tries to get in his hotel room, he was at the wrong door, didn't have his key, couldn't get in. Maurice went all the way down, has to run all the way back up. She had to take off her shoes because the shoes were hurting her. And they finally got in, he got the bronzer off, he liked his tan.
He looked good.
Everything was good.
Yeah, they didn't have face wipes, so he had to use baby wipes. But yeah, he cleans off his face, he gets the bronzer off, a lot of it comes off, and he takes a shower and he washes the rest of it off, and what he sees is the result that Maurice had originally touted, which is that he looks like he's been on the beach for a week. He's very tan, he looks good. So he's pleased overall, even though it was a terrible experience, he's very pleased.
Yeah.
So, we're backstage at SummerSlam. Everybody's oohing and aahing over Monroe. They're visiting. We see Dolph Ziggler walk up. He's, you know, talking to the baby. And Miz gets another alert that there's motion in the kitchen. And he's like, well, let's spy on Marjo. And by the way, you can tell this is his actual phone that he's using in the show, because it's broken to hell.
Yeah.
So, he whips out his broken phone and he's looking at it, and there's Marjo walking around in just a robe. And then the robe slips open and we get the full Marjo, right? So he's standing there publicly with Maurice, her sister, himself, and Dolph Ziggler and the baby. mm-hmm. and the camera crew,
mm-hmm.
all seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice's mom, fully naked, frontal. And Dolph Ziggler's classy reaction to this is, do jumping jacks!
My favorite Dolph Ziggler moment all year.
Like, oh my god, Dolph, no. And so basically Marjo, Miz is like, oh my god, put clothes on. And Marjo is like, this is what you get for spying on me, you know, yada, yada, yada. Basically, I'm going to teach you a lesson because screw your rules, Mike Mizanin. And yeah, it's Miz is like, I'm taking the cameras down when we get home. I'm burning them. I never want to see that again because because Maurice goes, well, you saw my mom's boobs today. That's awesome. And he's like, I saw your mom's coochie today, too. And they just all lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best line that Marjo had was, you see this? This is what it looks like when a cougar will get in your bed. Right here. This is what it's going to look like.
She's the best.
Marjo is everything. I love Maurice's mom. I'm sure she's a little difficult at times, but I love Maurice's mom on this show. She is the perfect counterbalance to everything. Like, when it's getting too serious, Marjo just rolls up and is just like, nope, and just really adds something to it. Mm-hmm. So then we see the match, and we see Miz, you know, being all confident because he has his tan and he has his wife and he's in a good place. His career is on an uptick. You know, everything is perfect. And he's beyond happy that Maurice is back by his side, that Monroe is healthy and happy. They both love her, adore her. Maurice says, I love you, but I think I love Monroe more, which is natural.
It is natural.
That's completely natural.
But yeah, this show is awesome.
This show is such a breath of fresh air from one standpoint that it's more comedy than drama, which is always easier to watch. And then on top of it, it's 30 minutes. It's just little 30-minute bites. You're not sitting through an hour of drama, which can get really difficult to watch sometimes. So, I mean, overall,
this is great. This is the greatest show on television today.
This is amazing. I'm so happy that USA continued this. I'm beyond thrilled that we're getting more episodes of this. I can't wait for more. This is going to be so much fun, y'all.
So we got 14 episodes of Ms. and Mrs. coming your way on the Rack Extra. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Twitch.tv/JRadioLive. Check out the Rack every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Use the creator code RockTalk in the Fortnite item shop.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LANSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with episode 8. Till then, bye!